I'm going to show you the Hebrew. I'm going to show you something very precious that is very unique and very dear to our church heart. For those of you who have been with me for many years, you know that I shared with you about Jesus has a signature in the Bible called Aleph Tav. Amen. Why Aleph Tav? Now, your English alphabet starts with, come on, children. Come on, class. A to Z for our American friends. Amen. You got to help America because America says running with the ball is football. Amen. We say this is football. So they'll say Z. We'll say Z. A to Z. Amen. A to Z. Right? Now, in Greek, what is it? Alpha. You all know this. The last one is Omega. Very good. Hebrew. First letter is Aleph. Last one is Tav. Amen. By the way, Hebrew letters have pictures as well as numbers. Aleph is number one. In other words, in Hebrew, they don't write one. There's no numeral in Hebrew. They use the letter as a number. Each letter symbolizes a number. So, Aleph is one. Got it? Amen. It's also a picture. Aleph is like an ox. Aleph is a leader. Aleph is a sacrificial ox. Amen. Tav. Tav is actually, you know how they draw the cross, the Tav last time? A cross many years ago. It's like this. The sacrificial ox on the cross. That's the signature of Jesus. The first letter and the last letter joined together. Aleph Tav. I'm going to show you Genesis 1:1. All right, we have this very first verse of the Bible. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This is how it goes. Because traditional Chinese, it reads from right to left. The older you go back, right, to civilization and all that, they read from right to left. Hebrew is right to left. Amen? I don't know why people change all the time. Like, why can't we all just drive on the right side of the road? You know what I'm saying? No. Why must change here, go to America, change, then go to Europe, change? Why can't we just all just agree? Amen? That driving on the left side is right. Amen? All right, so reading from right to left in the beginning, Bereshit bara Elohim et Hashemayim ve'et ha'eretz. Notice what is not translated. By the way, notice it makes a menorah. Exactly seven words, number of perfection, in the very first verse of the Bible in Hebrew. Three here, three here. The middle one is untranslated. It is the word Aleph Tav. Reading from right to left, Aleph is like an N, right? Aleph Tav is the signature of Jesus because, why I say signature of Jesus? When Jesus appeared to John, his apostle, his disciple, remember, on the island of Patmos to give him the book of Revelation. Amen. To give him the revelation for the book of Revelation. You know what? Jesus called him. Call himself what? Fear not, John. I am the Alpha and Omega. Why Alpha and Omega? That is because your New Testament is in Greek. Right? And in your King James, they leave it there. Alpha and Omega. I'm the Alpha and Omega. I'm the first and the last letter. Amen. I'm the first word in your life and I'm the last word in your life. Amen. Amen. Professionals don't have the last word. Your condition in your body, no one has the last word. Amen. All right? You sought second advice? Amen. Have you sought my advice? Amen. Amen. I have the first word and the last word. Okay, so they translate that from the Greek. So they put Alpha and Omega. But he's talking to a fellow Jew. They wouldn't be speaking Greek. He would speak to him in Hebrew. And this is what he would say. John, I am Aleph and I am Tav. I am Aleph Tav. Straight away, the mystery is revealed. Because you know why? It's untranslated. Many, 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 many years ago, I went to Israel, one of my first times in Israel, and I asked our guide, why is this verse in Hebrew, that middle word, not translated? He told me, well, it's a sign. It's a sign of something, a symbol, you know, a sign. I still don't know. To tell me something is a symbol of what? A sign of what? All right? Until the Lord showed me that Jesus, and what I shared with you just now, what I've spoken Hebrew, I am Aleph and I'm Tav. The first letter and the last letter. So he put his signature there. That means who created the heavens and the earth? All things, but the Bible says all things were made by Christ. And nothing was made that wasn't made. And he came into the world and became flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible says everything is held together by Christ. Not just created, but held together. When you have him in your very being, hallelujah. When Christ is in you, he holds you together, spirit, soul, and body. He's in your marriage, he holds you together. Amen. In a world that is trying to push everything apart, even split you apart. Amen. Until you're confused. Okay, so go back to Ecclesiastes 9:11. We have time and chance happen to them all. In this entire passage, Jesus put his signature there. That's not translated. Time and chance happen to them all. It's actually spelled like this. But time and chance happen, aleph tav, to them all. That means what? He makes time and chance happen to you. Can I have a good amen? He makes time and chance happen to you. Can I have a good amen, church? Now, the Jewish people, the Jewish rabbis especially, they say that for every year, God has a theme. Even for their people. Even until today, they say that. And the way you look at the theme, they said something is found in the Hebrew calendar for that year, in the Hebrew year. And you know what's the Hebrew year this year? Right? 5-7. 5-7 is like 1-9. Let's say you're born in 1973. 1973. You know, the 1-9 is 5-7 for them. So for them, this year is 5-7-8-3. This year is 5-7-8-3. Okay? 5-7-8-3. Say 5-7-8-3. So the Jewish rabbis, this is not from me, this is the Jewish rabbis. Okay, this is what they say. But I'll share with you what the Lord showed me, okay? Are you ready? They say that ignore the 5-7 because that tells you the period of the, you know, that time, those years that you are in, all right? But focus on the last two digits, 8-3, all right? Because last year was 8-2, then the year before 8-1. And remember what I told you? That in Hebrew, there's no numbers. It is the letter, right? You follow me? Like the word Yud is number 10, right? Hey is what? Number what? 5. Very good, very good. God took Abraham's name, right? Abram has no hey. God took his name, Yud, hey, Vav, hey, one of the hey, his name. He put in Abram. Abram became successful and fruitful and multiplied. He became Abraham. Sarai, his wife, her name has no hey, right? Her name has a yud, which is 10, representing the law. Amen. God took away the hey, and God put his next hey, yud hey, vav hey, his name Yahweh. He put his hey in Sarai's name, and Sarah became a mother the very next year. And her name means princess. Amen. So, it's very important. I want this church to be a revelation addict. I don't want you just, I'm not interested, you know, Pastor Prince, just the superficial reading. I know the story of David. I know the story of Ruth. I want you to go into the meat and the fatness and the marrow and bring it out. Amen. And you'll do it also in your time with the Lord. Amen. Amen. This year, let's get cracking into the Word of God. Let's feed on the Word of God. Let's delight our soul in fatness. Amen. Nothing else will satisfy. Nothing. The Word of God is so rich. Amen. So he put his signature there. Okay, now watch this. 5-7-8-3. All right, 83. Now, number 80 is represented by pay. Pay. Pay is your mouth. Pay. Say pay. Okay, so 80 is pay. 3 is your, you know, you say Aleph. First letter is Aleph. Aleph, Bet, Gimel. Gimel is 3. Aleph is 1, Bet is 2, Bethlehem, house. The picture is a house. Bet, 3 is Gimel. Gimel. Gimel is 3. So this is Gimel. Pe, Gimel. Reading from right to left. Pe, Gimel. And what does it spell? Peg. Until now, I've not heard any Jewish rabbis expound on the fig So far, when I heard the fake, right, that this spells fake, I tell you what happened to me. Straight away, the Lord brought one verse, because I've been studying this particular book in the Bible, and it's the only time pack appears, green fig. All right? Just hold your horses. You'll see what you got to do with this year. All right? Pig, a pack. All right? Pack. Say pack. Now, green fig. It's not te'ana. Te'ana is fig, the ripe fig. This is green fig. It is pag. All right? Pe, gimel. Put together, pag. All right? Which is actually the green fig. And do you know where it appears? Only one place. The first mention is the last mention. In the entire Old Testament, it appears only in one place. All right? And this came from the Lord to me, and I've been keeping it since last year. Because every time I want to share it, I find that something else happens. Amen? And but finally, the time has come. So those who attend part one, never attend part two, they missed out. You know? Right? By a peg.